Some people live for today, others plan for tomorrow. But Dr. Tony Evans says we need to set our sights even further out than that. He'll explain with the help of a story from Major League Baseball as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Reggie Jackson was asked, he was nicknamed Mr. October because he, you know, he always was a superstar in the postseason play. And they came to him and said, Reggie, Mr. October, why are you so good in October in the postseason? He says, because I begin the preseason with the postseason in mind. He says, every time I get up to bat, I'm thinking about October. My mind is on October. And that if I hit this ball now, I'm one step closer to October. Because I know in October is the World Series. So I'm not just thinking about the bat I'm holding now, I'm thinking about October. So since my mind never leaves October, I do well in the season. But if your mind leaves heaven and you only live for earth, earth is all you'll get. But if you are heavenly minded, Colossians chapter 3, seeking the things that are above, if you have a heavenly perspective driving you, you'll be ready for heaven and you'll be okay till you get there. There needs to be a shift in your perspective. It's like the boy playing baseball. He threw the ball up, swung and missed. He threw it up again and said, you're a real good batter, swung and missed. He threw it up again and said, you're the greatest batter that ever lived, swung and missed. He threw it up again and says, there could never be a batter that could compare with you. He swung and missed. He threw it up one more time, missed again and said, boy, you're some kind of pitcher. There's got to be a shift in our perspective that you wake up in the morning thinking eternally, that is, thinking God's perspective.
For more on how a new perspective can change the way you live your life, check with us for details on Dr. Evans' series, Heroes of the Faith, available online at tonyevans.org. Then join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.